Righto, from JMI Wealth, look who we found direct from the Tour de France. It is Andrew Lance Armstrong Kelleher. Good to see you.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Did you have a good time?
Wonderful time. It was hot. It was brutal. There were lots of hills. Triple ascent of Mount Ventoux was, one thing I will never do again.
The old triple ascent. What sort of watts do you reckon you push out on a bike? Would you know that off the top of your head?
I know it intimately, Mike, okay, but it all depends on how long do you want to push those watts for.
I reckon for a good 10, 15 second burst, what do you reckon you can get to?
Oh, we're talking hundreds, Mike, close to 10 to 15 seconds. Oh, you've got to be 600, 700, 800, easy.
That's impressive.
But it's different when you're going for 2 hours. It's different, it's all about...
Also, it's different when you're downhill.
That is very true when you don't need to pedal at all. And I can tell you when you're at the top of a Mount Duez, there's a lot of downhill in front of you. Those are the bits I love the best, actually. I excel in those. Given my weight, Mike, I excel with those downhills.
Good on you. I'm glad you had a good time. Now, the PSI at 44.6, you've returned to, what do we say?
Well, Mike, look, after banging on for a few months now about the sort of parlous nature of the local economic data, I go away for a couple of weeks and the realisation of how weak we are economically is fed right through the RBNZ. We've got a lower official cash rate. And just looking at that high-frequency data that's been released since that call, I think it has vindicated the RBNZ move. And we've got the dual release of the performance of manufacturing and performance of services. Manufacturing Friday, we got the services yesterday. Just looking at the services by itself, the July read, look, it was an improvement on June, but the level is still awful. It's just not as awful as the previous read, and that was a very low bar to hurdle. Historically speaking, on a relative basis, these numbers are dreadful. And Mike, what was interesting is part of that OCR decision, you got the monetary policy statement. Now, the PMI and the PSI were specifically referred to in the monetary policy statements, though these are the high-frequency numbers that the RBNZ does pay attention to. For the record, the PSI for July, 44.6, it gained 3.9 from June. It is the highest result since May, but I just want to give you some historical context here. The average of the PSI so far in 2024 is 46.5. The long-term average for the whole life of this data series is 53.2, so it's very weak. At the sub-index level, activity sales 39.1, which is horrible. New orders has moved up to 45. It's still in contractionary territory. Look, the BNZ chief economist, Mike, he noted that the bounce this month, welcome as it was, doesn't even get that performance of services index back to the lowest level that it got to during the GFC. Jeez. So there's your context. Yep. Now, the composite index, put the two together, 44.3. That suggests a very weak read for GDP. Look, as I said, Mike, data since the OCR cut has really supported that bank's move. But in other words, what it's really doing is just depicting the economy as like it's... The economy, basically, Mike, is doing a drunken shuffle backwards. Yeah. However, there is still some hope now that by 2025 we'll have sobered up and be moving forward.
I hope so. And given the Chinese story, give us a quick one on A2 because they seem to be doing really well.
Yeah, look, A2, never far from the headlines. We're in local reporting season at the moment, so in the context of a weak domestic economy. But A2 Milk, sort of much more sort of exposed to the Chinese economy. The release of itself yesterday had the biggest market reaction in terms of companies releasing numbers yesterday. The company's actually been doing very well to grab market share for its products in China. So this is infant milk formula. It's a tough market. Sales of infant milk formula in China, the whole market is down about 11%. That's massive for a country that big. This is because they've got the declining birth rate. Share price reaction yesterday was really a reflection of the weaker outlook given by the management. The share price fell almost 19%, so it got smacked. Thing was, the market was getting quite bullish on their earnings outlook. Those hopes have been dashed a little bit because of this weaker outlook, so dampening expectations for that sort of accelerating growth. Companies saying supply chain constraints and the continued decline in the overall Chinese market. I do want to point out, though, you look at that dramatic move, 19% down, but the share price was up 72% so far this year. So it points to how much optimism was built into the share price. But they're doing well over there, but the outlook's still a little cloudy.
Righto, numbers, please.
I can give you the numbers. The Dow Jones is up 148 points overnight, 40,808. The S&P 500 up 34, that's about 2/3%, 5,588. The Nasdaq, 17,771, up 139 points. So all positive territory overnight. The FTSE 100 gained just over 0.5%, 8,357. The Nikkei got smacked yesterday, down 674 points. Very volatile, that market at the moment. 37,388. Shanghai Composite up 14, 2,893. The Aussies gained 9 yesterday. The ASX 200 closing at 7,980. And we lost 65 points in the NZX 50, 2,662. Kiwi dollar, 0.6105 against the US, 0.9075 Aussie, 0.5512 euro, 0.47 against the pound, 89.48 Japanese yen. Gold, 2,503 is the gold price. Brent crude, $77.71.
Good to have you back. See you tomorrow, Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.